19 when I came to town. They called it the summer of love. They were burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job in the steamy down on Cauldron Street. I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. Well, she was a red thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Brown hair zigzag around her face, and a look of half surprise. Like a fox caught in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. She said, you're mine, oh, can't you see? I'm not the factory kind. If you don't take me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. Well, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine that I might crush her where she lay. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price of love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. The wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. We was camping down the gower one time. The work was pretty good. She thought we shouldn't wait for that frost, and I thought maybe we should. We was drinking more in those days, and tempers reached a pitch. And like a fool, I let her run with the rambling itch. Now the last I heard, she said, rough, back on the Derby beat, white horse in her hip pocket, and a wolf found at her feet. And they say she even married once a man named Romany Brown, but even a gypsy caravan was too much settling down. And they say her flower is faded now, hard weather and hard booze. Maybe that's just the price you pay for the chains you refuse. Well, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. And I miss her more than ever words could say. If I could just taste all of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today. Well, I wouldn't want her any other way. I'm glad you requested this one. This is an important piece of culture. It's important. You live in a sunny, nice, you know, harmless place here. Northern California, it's all very, 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 very nice. So you need an injection occasionally of sort of Nordic angst into your musical diet. This song, it's really about a party, about a nerd at a party. Nothing to do with me, of course. And but the song frequently mentions a famous Scottish dance musician called Jimmy Shand, who's an accordionist, who died just a few years ago. He lived about 95, he rather unwisely said, "When I die, Scottish music dies with me." Sorry, Jimmy, it's still going. We've still got the Proclaimers. I love the Proclaimers, but anyway. He was also a wit, did you know this? I know it's hard to wrap your head around this idea that accordionists can be witty. He was once staying in a Scottish guest house, and he comes down for breakfast, and he says to the landlady, "Excuse me, missus, do you have any honey to put on the toast, do you know?" She says, "Oh, yes, Jimmy, I'll just go and get you some, aye, aye, aye." So she goes out to the kitchen, and she comes back with one of these, like, plastic individual portions of honey, you know. And he says, "Oh, I see you keep a bee." Accordionist. My good friend John Kirkpatrick, you might know John Kirkpatrick, wonderful squeezebox player, and he did a BBC special on Jimmy Shand. You know, he went up to visit Jimmy in his hometown of Ochtermochty. That's what the town's called, Ochtermochty. And he knocks on the door, and Jimmy answers the door. He says, "Oh, hello, John. Good to see you, son. Hello, come on in, come in. Here's a copy of my new tune book. It's got all my great tunes in here, son. Here you are." So he says, "Oh, thanks very much, lovely." Jimmy says, "Hey, £12.50. Scotsman. The jokes are true. Some say the worst possible genetic combination is to be half Scots and half Irish.
You're half right.
Half of you is dying for a drink and the other half is too mean to pay for it.
Thank you.